You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Arlene McMichael. Coming up, Gordon Evans talks to Sandy Pensler, a Republican seeking his party's nomination for U.S. Senate in Michigan. But first, I interview Garland Gilchrist, director of the newly launched Center for Social Media Responsibility based at the University of Michigan. Gilchrist is one of the headliners at the Kalamazoo Social Media Week conference that starts today at the Fetzer Center. Gilchrist speaks on Wednesday. Welcome to WMUK.
Thank you for having me.
What drives the need for the Center for Social Media Responsibility?
The origins of the center really go back a couple of years when the dean of the School of Information, Dean Thomas Fenholt, he stated when he came in that there needed to be deeper inspection and understanding onto social media's impact on society. And then in 2017, after kind of the aftermath of the election in the United States and understanding about the role that information and misinformation in social media played potentially in shaping national understanding, more concrete scaffolding, if you will, was put in place around this idea of defining responsibility in the social media era. When the center was finally created and when we launched in March of this year, we were created on a platform of really wanting to define who are all of the stakeholders and people who play a role in our information ecosystem, social media, online, media companies, advertisers, users, all of these different stakeholders play a role in how information flows. And there has been a lot of research at the University of Michigan School of Information to help us understand that information flow and understand who was responsible for what. So we're putting together this sort of framework for responsibility to really understand what all of us need to be doing and thinking about and prioritizing. And nothing perhaps made this more understandable to the general public than the fact that about a month after the center launched, all of this news about Facebook and Cambridge Analytica came into national consciousness, particularly in the United States. Understanding, well, what is a company like Facebook's responsibility to us as users when they have so much of our personal information? And so we're really going to dig into those questions, and we have a really great faculty team lined up to help do that.
As we think about the data breach that happened with Facebook, what exactly do you think is the responsibility of Facebook, social media sites, and search engines in regards to our data?
Well, one thing we have to understand is that responsibility is a multifaceted thing, and it means different things to different individuals or different companies or different stakeholders in our ecosystem. For an organization like Facebook, they're responsible to being transparent, for example, with users, with their partners, with advertisers, having policies that are enforceable, and having policies that are understandable and that make sense. And that may not have happened in a consistent way. And that's what led to some of these issues that they have been called to task for in front of Congress and in front of other governing bodies and institutions. But with the Center for Social Media Responsibility, though, we are looking to not only define this kind of framework for all these actors, but also try to measure responsibility and measure things that are happening on these social media platforms. Ultimately, we want platforms to be better experiences for all those who interact with them, the users, the advertisers, companies and media makers who want to have content on these platforms. Everyone wants to have a better experience, from what I can tell, given the national conversation around that these things need to change. But we need to actually measure what's going on. How much toxicity exists in the conversation that's happening on Facebook and Twitter? What is the quality of conversation? Is there a high level of personal attack and aggression? What is the scale to which misinformation actually spreads? These are things that we have done the research about at the University of Michigan School of Information. We can measure and we can track these things. And once we can measure and track something, it's a doorway to understanding. And these social media companies, remember, at the end of the day, they're engineering companies. And I have a couple engineering degrees myself. And one thing that engineers are very good at is optimizing a metric. So if we're able to understand and measure the right things, it can lead to the type of platform change that can create a more responsible ecosystem.
The University of Michigan has already measured some of these things. Is that correct?
There's been a lot of research, but it is locked up in the halls of academia. The center exists to make that research, to activate it, if you will, to make it real and accessible to more people outside of the academic community, to make it accessible to people in industry and the product designers and engineers at social media companies to understand what's happening, to make it more accessible to the media companies that want to influence the conversation on those platforms.
Absolutely. What would you say would be two or three things that you would like to see done in regards to social media responsibility?
I think at the end of the day, responsibility and trust go back to transparency. So that's where we need to start. One of the things that's been really laid bare in this Facebook situation with Cambridge Analytica and these other data partners is that it has not been clear to users exactly what information Facebook has or what they can and cannot do with it, what those third-party partners can and cannot do with it, and what they have done with it. Facebook has made some progress by trying to make that more accessible, but there's much more work to be done. You know, the days of having a quote-unquote privacy policy that a person has to agree to before using a website that you just scroll down blindly and click accept, the challenge now lies, I think, in the hands of companies to make that policy something people can actually read, experience, and understand. And there are many ways to do that. And there needs to be some creativity applied to how people will actually engage with that content so they know what they're getting into when they sign up for something. That's transparency. I think another thing that may be able to happen is we need to remember that these social media experiences are designed experiences. There are lots of brilliant thinkers, designers, product managers, and engineers who create the experiences that we enjoy online. We can apply that same creativity to building trust within the community that exists on some of these platforms. We can build trust between an individual user and the platform itself so they know that when they click a button, something that they believe is the right thing to happen will happen. It can build trust with a organization or with a company or a platform like a Twitter or a Facebook. So thinking about those interactions, for example, when a person gets a chance to affirm that they're going to share a piece of content and understanding who's going to see it and why and what that means for them as a user. Being more transparent about that is also important. And finally, just to address the responsibilities of individual users, I do believe that it is possible for us as users to become more savvy and understand better how media impacts us and lands on us, to be more discerning. I do also think that that concept of media literacy may have some limitations because it is becoming easier to mislead people. There are all sorts of tools that are becoming more ubiquitous where artificial intelligence can be used to fake video in a way that is very, very realistic. And so there are other things that we need to do to be discerning, and we also need to lay some responsibility with the companies that create the platforms on which this misinformation can spread to be able to label it as well.
You're listening to West Southwest. Our guest is Garland Gilchrist, director of the University of Michigan's New Center for Social Media Responsibility. He speaks in Kalamazoo Wednesday at the Kalamazoo Social Media Week Conference. Do you see this as a process that organizations such as Facebook and other social media organizations should enter into kind of voluntarily? Or do you foresee that as we move forward, that there's going to be a need for some type of regulatory body?
The answer to the question is all of the above. We need a comprehensive approach and response to understanding how information flows in our social networks, online and offline, into people's heads and hearts. And so that will mean that companies have a responsibility to do things and that governments have a responsibility to represent the people, to represent the interests of those people who have put them into power. And so I think we're going to see an all-of-the-above approach. You know, a laissez-faire approach to this, though, where there is no, you know, hardcore, intervention from policymakers has led to the reality that we have today. And many people think it's insufficient. So I think what you're going to see is, you know, lawmakers and policymakers trying to step up, and they need to be informed so that they can make good choices about what that policy could look like. That's one of the reasons why the Center for Social Media Responsibility is stepping up to make sure that policymakers in Washington are able to be as informed as possible when they're thinking about the laws they could put in place. But also companies like Facebook and Twitter can and must do more to make sure users understand what they're agreeing to and that advertisers are transparent and behaving well on the network. I do think the era of a lack of policymaker intervention is coming to an end. And we've seen examples of that. You know, in Europe, for example, the General Data Protection Regulation that goes into effect in May is a pretty significant and sweeping piece of law that impacts these companies tremendously. And, you know, the other parts of the world may emulate that.
Can you elaborate on that regulation? What I was aware of is that several years ago, the European Court of Justice ruled that search engines, upon request, must remove irrelevant and outdated information.
So I'm referring to something called the General Data Protection Regulation. It's a pretty comprehensive piece of regulation that involves how people's information, when it is shared online or shared with a particular company, how that company needs to treat that information, how transparent the company needs to be with what's going to happen with people's information. It creates some pretty important and strict rules around how information can and cannot be shared or accessed by third parties.
Can you give us maybe two examples of what that might look like?
So Facebook, in order to comply with the General Data Protection Regulation, has rolled out a very new experience related to getting people to more readily understand what their privacy policy is. So they basically have tried to design an almost TurboTax kind of wizard where it walks you through step-by-step what the elements of the privacy policy are. So a lot of companies are stepping up to do that.
Do you think that trend is coming here in America?
It's certainly possible that there could be policy enacted in the United States that is inspired by or influenced by the General Data Protection Regulation in Europe. I know that some U.S. lawmakers in Congress have their staff digging in to understand that regulation and perhaps even in communication with European regulators to understand what's possible.
Do you foresee the creation of an agency, let's say like the FCC, you know, a standing body, kind of a watchdog and regulates the internet and social media?
I think that legislators are considering perhaps standing up a new agency or recreating previously existing agencies that could have jurisdiction over this kind of activity. One thing to remember, though, is that in this conversation about Facebook and Cambridge Analytica specifically, we're talking about dealing with private information, how it can be handled and shared or not shared. And we do have some existing laws on the books that handle private or personally identifiable information with regard to healthcare or with regard to financial information. And so there may be things that can be learned from those existing pieces of legislation or those existing laws that can be updated or tweaked so that they can apply online.
What advice do you have for individuals and even corporations and organizations as it regards using social media responsibly?
Well, the first thing is to understand that as an individual user and as a media maker or someone who contributes content to these platforms, you need to understand that you have power. The reason that these platforms are valuable is because of your participation. So you have the power to influence the direction of these platforms in some small way and not to lose sight of that. I think it's important for individual users to try to understand where the information that they're seeing and interacting, where it's coming from, trying to have a sense of that, trying to make sure that, you know, you believe what you're seeing or you understand what you're seeing or that it makes sense to you. And everything that you disagree with is not quote-unquote fake news. I think for people or companies who want to influence the conversation in social media, understand that the more transparently you try to engage with your users, the more trust you will build. So rather than trying to use deceptive tactics or sort of what are called dark patterns sometimes and trying to trick people into supporting you or following your page, being authentic and just letting people know what your expertise is and why is the best way to build an organic audience. And that also is the best way to build trust.
When you come to Kalamazoo, what angle on this will you be addressing exactly?
I'm going to be talking about the fact that our information ecosystem has many players. What I referred to earlier in terms of all of these different stakeholders. At the Social Media Week in Kalamazoo, I know there are going to be business owners and business leaders. There are going to be advertisers. There are going to be people from the philanthropic community. There are going to be social media users. And I want everyone to understand that they have a role to play. And if they are as responsible as they can be in their role, that our ecosystem will be better for it. So we'll be talking about specific things they can do, as well as how they can hold these companies accountable as well.
Mr. Gilchrist, thank you so much for joining us today on West Southwest.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to being in Kalamazoo.
For details on how to attend Garland Gilchrist's talk and other events at the Kalamazoo Social Media Week Conference, visit WMUK.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.